on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 17th of February. Today, Hal Holbrook, the US actor who starred in Into the Wild and also The Firm, is 95 years old. British actress Patricia Rutledge is 91. She was in Keeping Up Appearances. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, she played Hyacinth Bouquet.
There you go.
Or is that Bucket?
How do you spell Bouquet?
B-U-C-K-E-T.
Oh! Bucket.
Barry Humphries, the internationally known Aussie comedian, is 86, and he occasionally slips into a bit of Dame Edna Everage.
And you are 60, is it?
I'm approaching 60.
Approaching 60.
But I'm approaching 60 from the wrong direction.
And Celeste Patterson.
Oh, she's got a head on her like a half-sucked mango, ladies and gentlemen.
Classic. Judy Morris, the Australian actress who starred in Mother and Son with Gary McDonald, she's 73 today. Aussie singer-songwriter Broderick Smith is 72. Colette Mann, the Australian actress who starred in Prisoner, she turns 70 today. Norman Pace, half of Halen Pace, the British comedian, is 67. Renee Russo, the American actress, is 66. Richard Kahn, the US actor who played Al in Home Improvement, he's 64 today. Michael Jordan, the US basketball star, is 57. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day is 48. Jerry O'Connell is 46. Paris Hilton, the US model, is 39. And Ed Sheeran, the UK singer-songwriter, is 29.
It was on this day in 1927 that Laurel and Hardy officially became a team.
In 1936, the Phantom comic strip began.
This began on Aussie TV on this day in 1979.
He used to give me roses.
Yep, that's Prisoner.
How impressive is this? Gary Kasparov, the Russian world champion chess player, beat the IBM Deep Blue supercomputer today in 1996. I mean, that thing's got mathematical calculations for moves. 10 moves ahead, and he beat it.
Nice one, Gary. Big Sky starring Gary Sweet began on Aussie TV on this day in 1997. Not quite sure how long it lasted, though.
Yeah, I never watched it. And in 2012, Fox Footy launched on Foxtel.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, the 17th of February.